This is a recording of Ready New York Hurricanes and New York City, the 2008 edition, brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management. Many people believe that hurricanes only affect areas far south of New York, but coastal storms, including hurricanes, can and do impact the city. In fact, New York's densely populated and highly developed coastline makes the city among the areas most vulnerable to hurricane-related damage. Due to regional geography, hurricanes in New York City, though infrequent, can do more damage than hurricanes of similar strength in southern United States. In a major hurricane, storm surge could put some parts of New York City under more than 30 feet of water. The New York City Office of Emergency Management works to ensure the city is prepared for coastal storms and hurricanes.
The best way you can prepare for a hurricane evacuation is to know your evacuation zone and develop a plan ahead of time. Call 311 to find out if your address is located in an evacuation zone. Areas of the city subject to storm surge flooding are divided into three zones based on how storms of different strengths will affect them. Residents in these zones may need to evacuate depending on the strength of the approaching storm.
If you live in an evacuation zone, develop a plan with your household members that outlines what to do, how to find each other, and how to communicate if a hurricane strikes New York. If you rent your home, renter's insurance will insure the items inside your apartment. If you are a homeowner, make sure your home is properly insured. Flood and wind damage are not covered in a basic homeowner's policy.
Know where you will go if you have to evacuate. The city strongly recommends evacuees stay with friends or families who live outside evacuation zone boundaries. For those who have no other shelter, the city will open hurricane shelters throughout the five boroughs. To ensure efficient use of resources, the city will ask all evacuees to report to an evacuation center. Once at the evacuation center, evacuees will either be assigned to a hurricane shelter in the same facility or transported to an associated shelter by bus.
No matter what kind of emergency you may face, you always want to have emergency supplies on hand. Keep a go bag ready. Every household member should have a small go bag, a collection of items you may need during an evacuation period in an easy-to-carry container, such as a backpack. A go bag should be easily accessible if you have to leave your home in a hurry.
A go bag should include copies of your important documents in a waterproof container, like insurance cards, photo IDs, proofs of address, etc. Extra sets of car and house keys. Copies of extra credit or ATM cards and between $50 and $100 of cash in small denominations. Bottled water and non-perishable food, such as energy or granola bars. A flashlight, battery-operated, and a battery-operated radio, and extra batteries.
Up-to-date medication information, and other essential personal items. Keep a list of the medications each member of your household takes, why they take them, and their dosages. Also include all doctors' names and phone numbers. A first aid kit. Contact and meeting place information for your household. Child care supplies or other special care needs.
Assemble an emergency supply kit. You may be instructed to shelter in place or stay at home during a hurricane. Keep enough supplies in your home to survive for at least 3 days.
An emergency supply kit should include 1 gallon of drinking water per person per day, non-perishable, ready-to-eat canned foods, and manual can openers, first aid kit, flashlight, battery-operated AM/FM radio, and extra batteries.
Other items include a whistle, personal hygiene items, soap, feminine hygiene products, toothbrush, toothpaste, a phone that does not rely on electricity, and child care items or other special care items.
If you do not live in an evacuation zone, assemble an emergency supply kit. All areas of the city could face hurricane-related hazards, such as high winds, flooding, tornadoes, and loss of utilities. You may be instructed to shelter in place, stay at home for a few days until the hurricane passes. Residents of high-rise apartment buildings may face special risks from hurricanes even if they live outside evacuation zone boundaries. If you live in a high-rise building outside an evacuation zone, be prepared to take shelter on or below the 10th floor. If you live in a high-rise building located in an evacuation zone, heed evacuation orders.
Before the storm, you can also prepare. Stay informed. For the latest information about an approaching storm or to find out if you should evacuate, stay tuned to news broadcasts, access nyc.gov, or call 311. You can also secure your home. If a tropical storm or hurricane watch is issued, bring inside loose, lightweight objects such as lawn furniture, garbage cans, garden tools, and toys. Anchor objects that will be unsafe to bring inside, like gas grills or propane tanks. Turn off your propane tanks. Shutter windows securely and brace outside doors. Place valuables in waterproof containers or plastic bags.
Help others prepare. Check on friends, relatives, and neighbors, especially those with disabilities or special needs, and assist them with their preparation and evacuation. If you live outside an evacuation zone, offer to shelter family and friends who may need to evacuate.
If asked to evacuate, do so immediately. The city will communicate specific instructions about which areas of the city should evacuate through local media.
If the city issues an evacuation order for your area, evacuate immediately. Use public transportation if possible. If you are going to an evacuation center, pack lightly and bring your go bag, a sleeping bag or bedding, required medical supplies or equipment, and let friends or relatives know where you are going.
Make sure your disaster plan addresses what you will do with your pet if a hurricane requires you to leave your home. Plan to shelter your pet at a kennel or with friends or relatives outside the evacuation area. Be sure you have supplies ready for your pet in the event of an evacuation, including food, a leash, a muzzle, proof of shots, and a cage or carrier.
Account for your special needs. Consider your capabilities and make sure your preparedness plan addresses how your special needs affect your ability to evacuate. Determine if you will need assistance and arrange help from friends, family, or neighbors. Consider additional supplies and equipment that you may need to bring with you, such as medicine, ice packs, medical devices, and backup equipment. Bring food for your dietary needs. Include additional time and evaluate your transportation options. And thank you for listening.